Happy New Year. This is 2019, season two, finally, for the Captain's Log. I have Savannah and Valerie here from F45 in Naples, and we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions. We're going to see how we can kick some butt for 2019, and let's go have a little ride on the Captain's Log. Thank you for joining in. It only took 13 years to get through season one, and now we're good. We're going with season two now. You're the first guest. Are you guys excited?
Woo! Super excited. Yes.
I know. My goodness. It's like amazing. So tell me about F45 because I did it, as you know, I probably struggled, but I did it last, Saturday. And you had the DJ and it was, so tell us what it is.
Yeah, so F45 stands for functional. The F stands for functional. And it's a 45-minute workout. It's based out of Australia, and it's now just come to the States in the last couple years. So basically, we have our circuit training throughout our workouts, and we have functional exercises. So obviously,
here's the thing. I talked to Mike, and I was like, I'm not really into like CrossFit thing. He's like, it's not CrossFit. For me, it seemed like it was kind of CrossFit, but tell me exactly what you guys think it is, what it is.
So high intensity interval training,
okay,
mixed with cardio, resistance, and strength. So everything that we're doing, you're able to, all the exercises relate to your everyday life. So in CrossFit, when you're doing certain exercises, you're not going to be doing those type of crazy snatches or things like that.
I understand now. Okay.
In, you know, everyday life.
Yeah.
Value,
but in everyday life, you're not sitting there pumping up your biceps either, right? But it looks good.
It's not for the superficial gain.
It's not.
It's functional training, so you are strengthening your core and your legs.
It kicked my butt, I tell you that much. I'm still sore.
Your balance.
And I run, I don't run, but I ride my bike like 12 miles a day. I go to the gym, you know, 3 to 6 times a week. That one kicked my butt, I have to tell you. But I wasn't going to give up. I wasn't going to be like, I'm not doing this. And then, of course, I get started on that 1 hour exercise. Yeah. What's the deal with, it's called F45, you start me on an hour.
Yes.
What's going on here?
On Saturday.
I think you set me up for failure.
No, you did awesome.
No, you did awesome.
You killed it.
It was good. It was fun. I liked it a lot. So why on Saturday is an hour?
It's just our special Saturday workouts. We have the live DJ. We have our Hollywood session. We have 27 stations throughout the room, as you saw. So Saturdays are just our kickoff, the end of the week, and really kill it with a 60-minute workout.
And it's the cardio and the resistance mix. Mm-hmm. It's a hybrid workout.
And they're all different, right? That's the key with you guys, is that every time you go, it's supposed to be different.
Never, ever do the same workout twice.
But the exercises vary, like I'm sure there's only so many exercises you could do, yeah?
We have 3,000.
I could do 3,000 next week. That's easy.
We'll throw them all in for the 1 week.
Yeah.
But it's good on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, our workouts are more cardio based. So what you did on Saturday was a combination between resistance and cardio. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you'll come in, you'll have more of a cardio based workout, which means that you're keeping your heart rate up for longer periods of time, less rest periods.
Okay,
so that's
what
that means.
So like the ones when you're like hopping and doing the burpee things, are those called burpees?
Burpees.
Yeah.
So when your chest is to the ground and then you come up and do a jump. Yeah. So those are burpees.
So you do more stuff like that.
On those 3 times throughout the week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then our Tuesday, Thursday, and now Sundays, we have our more strength-based, so it means more rest time, but more time under tension, which means you're holding your weight under tension. So you're slowly, you know, going in a deficit with within a deadlift or whatever exercise you may be doing. You're keeping your muscles engaged that entire work period, and then you're resting for a little bit more.
Okay.
And you're going to go heavier those days.
Okay. Yeah. And then, so there's a whole program, right, where you have an app and you can eat according to what you guys recommend and that kind of thing too, right?
Yes.
So
F45 Challenge app.
F45 Challenge app. So where can they get more information now? What's your website so they know, well, if they want to hop on?
F45training.com /Naples.
Okay.
Or F45training.com /corkscrew.
All right. And then there's 3 locations, right?
Correct. Yep. So our first one is in central Naples, so off Pine Ridge and Airport, the one that you were at, right in the Target Shopping Center.
Right.
We have one open right now in Estero in the University Village, the new shopping area by FGCU. Yep. And then we have a third studio opening in early 2019, about March or April, and that'll be in Tarpon Bay, which is off Immokalee and 75.
Very cool.
Right next to the Panera.
So how'd you guys get involved in this? How'd you find out about it?
Mike and Val, they found the program online.
We work out all the time together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we were doing cardio. We would do an hour of cardio in the morning together.
And you just typed in Australian new thing.
No, come on.
How did you figure?
And then we were doing. Then we were working out for another hour and a half in the evenings, lifting weights. We're spending all of our time in the studio,
a lot.
And we were looking for something. And someone said, someone from Colorado said, "Well, F-45s are everywhere out west because they started in California. They're working their way east."
Okay.
And they said, "Check it out." Yes. And so I got online, and it's, you know, the 2.5 hours condensed into 45 minutes is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You're building lean muscle mass. You're raising your resting metabolic rate. You feel awesome, and you're not spending half your day in a gym.
Yeah, so for 2019, for everyone's New Year's resolution, right? I'm sure everyone's looking to go to the gym and get healthy. That's the big thing.
Absolutely.
So what do you recommend that we start with?
I recommend you come in and start going at least three times per week.
Okay.
And if most people come in, they're like, "I'm going to go a couple times," and they get hooked and they come every single day. We have people that now come 2 times a day.
They come 2 times a day. Those people are called unemployed.
They can't.
Or retired.
They're employed.
They're employed.
And actually, a lot of them work physical jobs.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
So they're going to work in the
or addicted.
They're totally addicted.
Yes.
That's what this is. It's totally addictive.
And the biggest thing is a sense of community. Like the trainers, you have 2 personal trainers in every class.
Yeah, it was fun. I got a couple high fives.
Yeah, high fives, and obviously just that camaraderie. Mm-hmm. You know, you're always going to be in at the same time that works for your schedule. You know your trainers, you know us, and then the people that are in those classes. So you literally become a family.
So how often are you there?
I'm there every single day.
Every day?
Both of our studios. Our trainers rotate between both of our studios right now, and then we'll go to the third one. We'll always be in the studio, always have a smiling face.
And what
face.
Did you do before F-45? Because this is how long now you guys been doing this?
We opened up in August 28th.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So before that, were you also a trainer?
Yeah, I was a personal trainer and group fitness trainer at Missouri State. I just graduated college.
Okay.
So after college, I moved down here. And then, found Mike and Val and helped them open. We did boot camps at first before the studios were open. So we were, getting our name out there, getting people involved.
And were you guys doing it outside or something?
Yep.
I love that. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that. That was cute.
Yeah, that's where it
started. How hard was it? I do a lot of entrepreneurial stuff and I do different things, start different businesses. I talk to entrepreneurs all day, all night. So you just started this from scratch, but you guys obviously got the rights for the franchise, correct?
It's a franchise.
So you're the franchisee?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And how was that working with them?
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
Because
I've heard great stories with some people have had great experiences. Some people like, basically, we bought the name and we're on our own. But mm-hmm. it seems like they have a lot, right?
Yes.
So how many other franchisees are there?
Well, we are in 32 countries worldwide. And they have 1,400? Is it 1,400?
At least that many.
Worldwide?
Wow. So this, so obviously they pretty much have their game on. Like you sign up, you do all your stuff, and then they do the rest, yes?
Yes, and they're constantly improving all of our systems and adding things. We have 3 apps. We have the app for the classes.
Yep.
Book yourself in. We have the F-45 Life app. You track how your performance is during your sessions.
You're gonna have to scream to reach the microphone up here. So get
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You're not talking to me. You're talking to the world. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yelled at me enough. I get to yell at you now. All Saturday I got yelled at. Come on,
really
we're going to the next
voice.
One. Next one. Now she wants to be quiet back there.
F-45 Life.
Yeah.
It says you went and worked out this many times this week, and this is how well you did. The F-45 Challenge, that gives you your meals for the week, your shopping list.
Give me an idea of what they feed you different. What's their philosophy? I want to know.
It's not different. It's just the way that the macros are. So you're eating lasagna, you're eating hamburgers,
yep.
you're eating steak.
Okay.
It's just everything's made in a more healthy way, and we spice things up. So it's very flavorful.
Okay.
We eat.
But what
a lot
they
more.
Cut dairy, they cut car. What do they?
Yeah.
Do? Yeah.
We eat almond milk instead of, but we still eat eggs.
Okay.
No cheese.
Right.
just a little bit of cheese. We actually do get a little bit of cheese.
It's really I love not- cheese. That one gets me worse than sugar. No sugar, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, but you don't miss it.
Yeah.
You really don't when
yeah.
you start
No, I know. I get it. Yeah.
Well, and there's like so many different recipes on the app that you can always, you know, mix and match.
Yeah.
And at least the biggest thing is, you know, within the fitness industry, you just want to get people in good routines. That's mm-hmm. what we're focusing on.
Yep.
So, you know, obviously we're not going to come to you and change your entire lifestyle and exact everything that you eat on the first day. But we just want to give
you
those.
You wait for the second.
No, not the second day. We want to give you just pointers.
Okay,
maybe take this out and try it with this. Substitute yeah. this and that. That's where we're starting, just to create those lifelong, you know, long-term, you know, progress in what you do
right.
habitually. So that's the biggest thing with the challenge. And the trainers, you know, we have a team. We have 8 trainers. So we're stationed off to have, you know, 10 to 15 clients for the challenge, which we'll talk about starting February 2nd. You know, if you come in and you're a member with us, you are automatically within, you're able to be included in this 8-week challenge.
Okay.
And that helps. You have a trainer specifically assigned to you. So we'll be, you know, following you up. Okay, you just came in and did an awesome workout. That's awesome. Glad you did. But what are you eating after?
Yeah.
How are you recovering, you know, successfully? Are you stretching? What are you, you know, how are you meal prepping? What are you cooking with? So you'll have someone to hold you accountable.
I hate the meal
time.
Prepping. Do you know why? Because I don't eat leftovers.
Okay. So
that kills me.
No, you don't have to meal prep. But as long as you have, you know, fresh cut veggies in your fridge. So there's no excuses why you're
okay.
not eating well.
Okay.
That's.
I need to get veggies.
I mean,
a lot of fruit.
You know, your lean meats, everything
like,
set in your house
okay.
already ready to prepare, so that when you do get home late, you know, from work, you already have, you know, healthy
yeah.
food in your fridge to grab and to eat. And
okay.
cook.
So what did you eat today so far?
I have a protein shake in the morning.
Okay.
I do morning classes. We just taught 4 classes.
All right.
And then I do a protein shake and almonds in the morning, obviously. It starts your metabolism, and then, you know, you can stay up higher in fat loss. That's personally what I do. My body works off that, but then I'll add in carbs.
Like so. What? Would you eat? Come on. Spill the beans. It's 2019.
I had a muffin coming over here.
See?
I really love
Did you
muffins.
Have a protein muffin or like
no,
a regular muffin?
No, just a normal muffin. We jumped over here, but that's my carb source. So as long as
okay.
you can, you know, see nutrition in the sense of what you're eating, your overall calories that you're consuming is, you know, your full caloric intake. So obviously, you know, we're in the fitness, but nutrition does play into a part.
Yeah.
So, you know, as long as you're eating less than you're expending, you know, that's how you're going to be in a caloric deficit. You know, if you do want weight losses, if your main goal or fat loss.
Now in college, what did you study?
Agriculture and communications. Yeah.
And so you're doing well with that?
I'm not within agriculture right now, but in fitness now, it all relates, all
yeah.
correlates.
Yeah.
Nutrition,
so,
everything.
So I studied psychology and criminal justice, of
Ooh.
Which I've never used any of it.
See, most
although,
people don't.
Yeah. Although this is kind of like when I talk to people, I guess I'm kind of a little psychology.
Use
yeah.
it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's, yeah. As long as you're out there doing something you love, you don't have to like focus on your major and always, I don't feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the thing that's most important is that you get up every day and you're happy to do it.
Absolutely.
So working out like is the same way, right? You see the most results when people really are into it.
Oh,
yeah, it's not a chore. Who wants to hate it?
Nobody comes in and hates it. And
yeah.
I mean, honestly, we have people that come in and they leave halfway through.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I cannot listen.
But they come back.
I had to say that I was shocked that people just walk in and do that 1-hour workout like I did.
Not, well, they
I
do,
don't,
but they some of them spend
I don't
half the time
think,
in the bathroom.
Yeah, I would assume. Like, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. There's no way that, like, I'm looking around, like, these people must be doing this all the time because there's no way they would have
and that's the best
been
thing.
Able to hang.
Yeah, like, once people are coming back, you know, every day or at least three to four times a week,
yeah.
they get in the routine. You know, they're
right.
able to rest during the rest time and get to the next station instead of thinking that 10 seconds of rest just means you're sitting there.
Yeah.
You're resting while getting to that next station. So
Understood.
You still have to move.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know,
because
it's just the habit.
I was really surprised. I was like, this is pretty hard.
but honestly, Brian, what a lot of people tell me is if everybody wasn't around me, I would have quit. But I kept going.
You're right.
Because that lady beside me wasn't quitting, so I'm
yeah,
not quitting.
That's
and
true.
That's how you build your cardiovascular. That's how you build your strength. And you keep, you get mind over matter.
And when you have people like you guys pushing everyone along, and then it's like the timing thing, it really is like, it was pushing and pushing and pushing. Because right. I'll be honest, like, when I work out, you know, I'm not working out that hard myself. Who does? Like, you got to be a crazy person. Right. Be in the gym and doing all that in front of people. Like, no, but in your situation, it's fun because it's exciting.
We're all doing it together.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I'll just say to this question, yes, for males and females, we try to market it, you know, as best we can as athletic conditioning, strength training.
Yeah.
It's not a... what do they call it? Like an all girls.
It's not like an aerobics class.
It's not jazzercise.
Not at all.
No.
There's just as many males as females, you know, on our roster. You know, just, yeah. Because a lot of places are just for females and for everybody.
And then what about like the person who can't do like, they're not going to be jumping down doing burpees, like, and all that kind of stuff. Some people, I'm sure, physically can't do it. They have back pain or whatever.
That's the number one difference between... It's a huge difference between CrossFit and us is we don't focus or demand everybody do the Olympic style movement.
We have
a modification and an option for anybody's.
Oh, you didn't give me that option. You just said
you're fine.
Of course.
You're just going right in. So, I went gold medal style or something.
The biggest thing we push is, you know, when everyone comes in, we introduce ourselves. You know, we look for new members, and then we always ask, does anyone have any injuries or certain things that they aren't capable of? So before the workout even starts, we have conversations with these people. You know, what is your knee hurting you? You know, what can you do? Blah, blah, blah. So then throughout the circuit, we'll be able to go with them and personal train them and say, oh, I know that you have this issue. Why don't you try this exercise instead of what everyone else is doing? And tailor it specifically for each person. So that's the biggest thing.
The thing that I was worried about is like, my God, I don't know how to do all these exercises. But the funny thing is like, I was like, how will these people know how to do all these exercises? And then it just kind of came natural. I don't know how I figured it out.
You're watching us demo.
Yeah, you guys, I showed me how to do everything. And I was like, all right, I could do this for like, how long is each one?
The 45-minute workout?
Each set was how long was that?
For
it was
that
timed.
One, it was 45 seconds.
45 seconds, right? Mm-hmm. And then you get 15 seconds rest to the next place.
Right.
Rest, sit there. You got to go to the next little thing.
Move.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and the biggest thing that I think is, obviously there's so much value in F45, and you know, when you come in, everybody, you'll understand that.
Right.
But when you do come in, you'll realize that there's two people, you know, only focused on the members. So we're not doing the exercise along with you. We're not tired. We're just focusing on our members, making sure you have proper form. That's the biggest
thing.
Correct,
a couple of times you gave me some good pointers.
You know, people are so worried about going into a big corporate gym and not doing it correctly. Well, don't worry. We are there literally showing you how to do it correctly and safely. That's our biggest, you know, biggest thing is to do this exercise properly and efficiently so you're not wasting your time.
Well, for 2019, I think we're going to all have health on our mind and physical fitness. And you guys are great. I appreciate
you
coming on the Captain's Like. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to F45, guys. We're going to drop the comments below with the website and information on how you can sign up or you can learn more about it and go and check it out and have some fun like I did, because I'll be back and I had a great time.
Follow us on Facebook, on Instagram.
What is that? What's your Instagram?
F45_training_Naples. And then obviously for the Corkscrews, other one. We do a 2-week free trial for all new members. We'd love to have you come in 14 days, no contract, just literally for free for 2 full weeks. Give us a call, 239-601-4006, and we'd love to get you signed in.
What's the phone number again?
239-601-4006.
Awesome. There you go, guys. This is the Captain's Log, Season 2, Episode Woo! 1. It's a wrap.
Yay!
We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for watching. Hey, like it and share it if you had a good time. If you didn't, don't tell anybody. It wasn't fun. Bye.
Love it.